World War One on the BBC.
The 30th of July. Austria-Hungary and Serbia are at war. The question now hanging over Europe is whether other powers will join in. The Kaiser reads the latest telegram from his cousin, the Tsar.
Thank you heartily for your quick answer.
Both men still hope that they can stay out of a war, but they do not trust each other.
The military measures which have now come into force were decided 5 days ago. He has been lying to me.
The Kaiser is furious that Russia's military preparations are so far along.
They are almost a week ahead of us. I cannot agree to any more mediation since the Tsar has secretly mobilized behind my back. My work is at an end.
Wilhelm's old insecurities and suspicions are surfacing again. He suspects Britain is working behind the scenes, plotting as usual against Germany.
Our consuls in Turkey and India must fire the whole Muslim world to fierce rebellion against this hated, lying, conscienceless nation of shopkeepers. For if we are to be bled to death, England shall at least lose India.
In Britain, the newspapers are finally devoting their full attention to the crisis. The Kaiser might be comforted if he read some of the liberal press.
We wish Serbia no ill, but Englishmen are not the guardians of the peace of Europe.
Like many in the governing Liberal Party, the Manchester Guardian sees no need for Britain to get involved.
We care as little for Belgrade as Belgrade does for Manchester.
In Russia, there is intense anxiety over the fate of Serbia. The foreign minister, Sergei Sazanov, puts pressure on the Tsar to order full mobilization. Sazanov is convinced that their two enemies are determined to start a major conflict. Russia has no choice but to get ready for war.
The Tsar was deadly pale and replied in a choking voice, "Just think of the responsibility you are advising me to assume. It's a question of sending thousands and thousands of men to their death."
There's a long silence until an aide speaks up.
"Yes, it is hard to decide." His Majesty replied in a rough and displeased tone, "I will decide."
Eventually, the Tsar gives way. It's said he's been warned that if Russia does not show that it is still a great power, his dynasty may fall. The general in charge of mobilization hurries to the main telegraph office.
Every operator was sitting by his instrument waiting for the copy of the telegram in order to send to all the ends of the empire the momentous news of the calling up of the Russian people. A few minutes after six, while absolute stillness reigned in the room, all the instruments began at once to click. That was the beginning moment of the great epoch.
Thank you for downloading this program from the BBC. You can see a cartoon by the artist Woodrow Phoenix, inspired by the events in this episode, at the Radio 4 website.